No, I would love to have a cat, but yeah, it's just a combination of a bunch of things. Like I think mostly I don't like cleaning up after them.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Also,
cats are pretty easy because the thing with cats is that they pretty much take care of themselves.
They are self-policing.
You just like leave them food, and yeah. you don't have to take them out for a walk every day, or right. like arrange childcare.
They can poop on their own.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the right places. Usually, this guy is very good about going to the right places.
Excellent.
I had one before who was he would always had a habit of doing his business right next to the litter box.
Oh no! He's like, I'm angry that you're keeping me inside.
Yeah.
That's just my one single way of protest. Did you hear about Charles Mingus, the jazz musician, apparently also had a training method for cats so that you could avoid, you could like migrate them from the sandbox to your existing commode or appliance.
Oh, wow.
I think like a 12 step or something like that. Like, you know, you gradually move the box closer, then you eliminate the box, and then you have like a resting place for them on the seat so that they have sure footing.
Wow.
And then eventually the cat will just use your toilet. So
that's pretty awesome.
But Charles Mingus, I mean, like, apparently he was somewhat notable for this, which is weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. So Jake here has joined the podcast. He's our feline roommate. He's sitting on my lap having his head scratched, and he has thoughts about transit. He doesn't like to be in crowded spaces, and he doesn't like to have to pay his fare because he doesn't have a source of income right now. He wants to eat. He doesn't like how there's no food allowed on the buses. But oddly enough, a lot of the buses have signs that say no eating, but the trains do not. I've always wondered if anybody has thought that through, if that's sort of the result of that, like the, you know, it's not the intent, it's the impact, and the impact in this case might be disadvantaging people who ride buses, who tend to be lower income. And Jake also doesn't like I was just saying some random shit. Because the recorder was on, and saying some random shit.
Get some Easter eggs.
Yeah, saying how Jake doesn't like public transit.
Yeah, most cats don't.
It's crowded.
Yeah.
Got to pay. He doesn't have any money.
I feel like there was.
He's always getting into confrontations with the driver, and last week he got arrested for assaulting a bus driver. Insisted he pay his fare. I mean, what the hell.
Yeah, no pockets. No cats pockets. Don't generally have pockets. Yeah,
no place to carry anything.
Where are you supposed to have your fare? On your collar.
He can't speak, so he can't beg for money.
Can't reach the RFID pad.
Right. This box.
There was some story about. I want to say it was a goat that wandered onto a bus somewhere.
Oh, we had a snake on the Red Line.
Oh yeah,
like a year ago.
What kind of snake?
I don't remember. It was I'm sure you can look it up online. There was there's pictures.
What kind of snakes are there in New England? There's not that many, right?
I didn't think there really were snakes.
St. Patrick beat a drum and drove them all out.
Yeah, I didn't really know there were snakes. It was apparently this old woman had a snake, and it's just like she just forgot it. Essentially, is what happened.
Wait. So it was a pet snake.
A pet snake, I believe, is what happened.
So it's like in a crate or something.
Well, I think that was part of the problem.
Or was a pet snake on her neck, just like kind of hanging out?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's one of those creepy people. And I mean, I no judgment against people who like to travel with snakes, but that is kind of weird.
Yes, it's very weird, yes.
I feel like there was a guy in Portland who, maybe he was in Portland? Over in Forest Park, which is on the west side. It's kind of up in the hills, and there's a bunch of trails and whatnot. But I feel like there was a guy who dressed like a wizard, had a snake that kind of hung out on his neck, and carried like a big staff or something. And he was just weird.
That's interesting.
But I'm not sure if that... I might be, like, putting that... Maybe it was somewhere else.
Maybe that goes in the Tales from the Bus category.
Yeah. No kidding. So it's snakes on a bus. Wah, wah, wah. But it... So it was a loose snake that was just hanging out on a bus.
Yeah, on the Red Line, the train.
Oh, the train.
Just like,
okay.
It was just on the floor. Somebody That's noticed crazy. It. And, like,
so are we talking, like, tropical snake? Like an enormous one?
I don't remember. This is.
I gotta look this up.
I wasn't there, but it's online. You can look it up. Pictures and stuff. So people have pictures of it. Universal Hub is a good website that they have a lot of. I mean, they cover a lot of things beside the T, but they anything something weird goes on in the T, they tend to have coverage of it.
Okay.